This is VOA News.
Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, began preparations today to take over the U.S. government when he's inaugurated on January 20th. He's expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. On the website, they declared, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before." Biden used his first national address Saturday night to vow healing for a deeply divided nation, and he reached out to the millions of people who voted against him, saying, quote, "Let's give each other a chance." His calls for reconciliation came even as U.S. President Donald Trump argued that the election had been stolen from him and that legal proceedings would ensue. As he heads toward Inauguration Day, Biden's top priority in the transition is expected to be quickly naming a chief of staff. And he said Saturday he would announce a task force of scientists and experts on Monday to develop a blueprint to begin beating back the coronavirus. He said his plan would be built on what he called bedrock science. Biden has promised that he will ask Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious diseases expert, who has clashed with President Trump in the past, to stay on in his role. Biden's team is also considering a climate czar to deliver on promises made during his campaign to tackle that issue. Former U.S. President George W. Bush, a Republican, said on Sunday he's spoken to President-elect Joe Biden, a Democrat, to congratulate him on his victory. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani on Sunday said the next U.S. administration has an opportunity to, quote, compensate for its previous mistakes. That's following Biden's victory in the presidential election. U.S. President Donald Trump has applied maximum pressure policy and crippling sanctions against Iran since his 2018 withdrawal from a landmark nuclear agreement with Tehran. The reimposed sanctions targeted Iran's vital oil industry and banking ties, among other things. Rouhani has also added that U.S. administration's, quote, harmful and wrong policy for the past 3 years was not only condemned by people all around the world, but was also opposed by the people of the U.S. in the recent election. Biden has said during his campaign he plans to embark on a, quote, credible path to return to diplomacy with Iran, and raised the possibility of returning to the 2015 nuclear deal negotiated while he was vice president under Barack Obama. Thousands of opposition supporters rallied Sunday in ex-Soviet Georgia to demand a snap vote after the opposition accused the ruling party of rigging tightly contested parliamentary elections. The main thoroughfare of the capital, Tbilisi, turned into a sea of Georgia's red and white flag, a red and white five-cross flags, as protesters gathered outside parliament. The ruling Georgian Dream Party, led by a billionaire ex-prime minister, which won the October 31st polls with a 2% margin, has flatly denied the accusations of electoral fraud. But all of Georgia's opposition parties have refused to enter the new parliament, sparking fears of another political crisis in the Black Sea nation, where elections are often followed by accusations of fraud and mass demonstrations. Myanmar voted on Sunday in a general election seen as a referendum on the fledgling democratic government that remains popular at home but has seen its reputation collapse overseas amid allegations of genocide. While results are not expected until Monday, leader Aung San Suu Kyi's ruling National League for Democracy is predicted to have a comfortable win. Protesters gathered in Belarus on Sunday for the latest in weeks of unprecedented demonstrations against strongman Alexander Lukashenko, with the opposition leader saying she hopes soon to meet with U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. 3 months running, tens of thousands have taken to the streets of Belarus on Sundays to protest against the disputed re-election of Alexander Lukashenko, who's been in power for more than two decades. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.